This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is offering a harsh assessment of Israel's ongoing offensive in Gaza, even as diplomats trying to find some kind of ceasefire deal. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Early Friday morning in Rafah City in southern Gaza, injured being wheeled on gurneys into the Kuwaiti hospital following another Israeli airstrike. At least 13 people killed the day before.
The conduct of the response,
President Biden speaking to reporters at the White House Thursday night,
has been over the top.
The latest strikes followed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rejection of Hamas's ceasefire terms and his vow to expand Israel's offensive into the city on the mostly sealed border with Egypt, where more than half of Gaza's population has fled. Biden vows he'll continue pressing tirelessly for an extended pause in fighting, the release of the remaining hostages, and more humanitarian aid for Gaza.
There are a lot of innocent people who are starving, a lot of innocent people who are in trouble and dying.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United Nations chief is urging the international community to mobilize and do everything possible to stop the war in Sudan, saying what is happening is horrible. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said there is no military solution to the conflict between forces supporting rival generals that began in mid-April of 2023. And he stressed that continued fighting will not bring any solution, so we must stop this as soon as possible. He told a UN press conference Thursday that it's time for the head of Sudan's military, General Abdel Fattah Burhan, and the commander of the paramilitary rapid support forces, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, to start talking about ending the conflict. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in an interview that aired on Thursday that Russia will fight for its interests, but has no interest in expanding its war in Ukraine to other countries such as Poland or Latvia. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
In a video from the Tucker Carlson Network, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for the first time since before the Russian invasion of Ukraine with an American journalist.
The threat I think you're referring to is a Russian invasion of Poland, Latvia, expansionist behavior. Can you imagine a scenario where you sent Russian troops to Poland?
Only in one case, if Poland attacks Russia. Why? Because we have no interest in Poland, Latvia, or anywhere else.
Tucker Carlson said the interview was conducted in Moscow on Tuesday. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump seems pleased with arguments made at the Supreme Court on his ballot eligibility Thursday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
Former President Donald Trump told reporters in Palm Beach that he better be on the ballot since he says he's leading in the polls in the race for president.
Can you take the person that's leading everywhere and say, hey, we're not going to let you run? You know, I think that's pretty tough to do, but I'm leaving it up to the Supreme Court.
Where his lawyers tried to convince the court that he belongs on the ballot.
I thought the presentation today was a very good one. I think it was well received. I hope it was well received.
The case was brought by a group of Republican and independent voters and the state of Colorado. I'm Shelley Adler.
Former President Trump won Nevada's Republican presidential caucuses Thursday after he was the only major candidate to compete, winning his third straight state as he tries to secure his party's nomination. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, his last major rival still in the race, skipped the caucuses even though they are the only contest in Nevada that counts toward the GOP, the Republican nomination. Trump will win most, if not all, of the state's 26 delegates. He needs to accrue 1,215 delegates to formally clinch the party's nomination and could reach that number in March. North Korean media say leader Kim Jong-un has restated he has no desire for diplomacy with South Korea and that the North would annihilate its rivals if provoked. The report Friday said Kim, on a visit to the defense ministry, said his moves to cut ties with South Korea allow his military to take a more aggressive posture. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.